Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm here with my co-host Anderson, and we're helping you navigate your dating, sex, and relationship questions. Topics include facing your fears and enjoying sex again, how to break the cycle of dating the wrong people, and guess what's more important to women than great sex? Tune in to find out all this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
So, Anderson, let's talk about what happened.
Do you have a boss that's going to yell at you if you don't open the show properly?
No, I'm the boss.
Right. So, let's just do it.
This is so good. It's great to see you, Anderson. I haven't seen you in a while.
Good to see you, Em.
I was thinking that a lot's happened since I've seen you.
Yeah. I've not heard from you. You haven't written. You haven't called out. You haven't texted me, really.
Sound like my mother.
You know what's going on there?
I was in New York for a week for work. I went there with Cosmo Magazine. Flew me out for a really fabulous event. I was there for, I did a bunch of things when I was there, but this was one of the main things. And I met a lot of our fans on the East Coast.
Right.
A lot of them came to the event to meet me. They heard about the Cosmo event on the show and they all were Anderson fans.
Oh, that's
got a lot
nice.
Of East Coast.
You know what's funny?
And I thought, God, I miss that guy.
First of all, not fans, listeners.
They listeners.
Listen. I don't have fanatics. I don't,
okay,
I don't,
right,
you know
fan.
What I, mean?
I don't even like that word. I'm sorry. You guys listeners. Are not fans.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
I've been doing these
lovers.
Things called, this is a quick little plug for me real quick, but I've been doing these things
oh,
to make
Jesus,
a
you're
couple
gonna
bucks
plug already?
Called Chats with Andy. You can get them over on my website, AndersonCallan.com. And you just
I just lost that. What?
Chats with Andy is what I'm calling him. And I when I put
slow
my
down,
son
slow.
When
chats?
I put my chats with Andy. And when I put my son down for
Andy.
A nap, I'm sitting in the backyard and I call the listeners that buy this chat with Andy and I talk to him for like 20, 30 minutes. And I've been talking to people from all over the world and a number of them found my shows from you. By listening to Sex with Emily, and they're like, I always ask the standard question, like, what show do you listen to? The Film Vault, After Disaster, and a number of them have said that they found out about my stuff from listening
That's
to me
great.
On your show. So I said, great. Thank
I love
you for that.
That.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So are you trying to say that people can go to chats?
No, AndersonCowan.com is
okay,
my
got it.
Website.
And then they can buy time to chat it's with just, you at FaceTime?
It's
is
not
it FaceTime?
The cheapest thing, but it's $50, and I keep
for
my
how long?
Face off of it for like 30. No call has been under 30 minutes yet. Except for Angela.
I should charge everybody that much.
Angela's
just to call
about
you,
to have
mom.
Her 60th birthday.
Okay.
And she was quick to get off the phone. She valued my time and she said, go back to Atticus now. Go back to your son.
That's sweet. You could just.
We're 23 minutes.
Call wow.
Her. Sometimes they're going for like over an hour. Yeah.
And you don't cut them off? You like
if enter, a boy
put another
crying.
Quarter in the machine. Like, do you charge them?
I'm like a peep show. Yeah.
Right. You're like a, you are.
And I'll do phone sex.
You're like
I mean,
a 900
that's what
number.
You're into,
will you?
No.
Okay, so they're just calling. That's actually really interesting.
It's fun. You can talk to about, you know, love line days. People have asked me, like, what's Emily really like? Is she really that sweet? And I'm like, oh, God, no. You should see her when the mics turn off. Monster.
They don't ask.
No, I said, no, they actually did. And I say, it's really fun to talk about you because you are one of the most genuine, authentic people on air as well as off air. And you never have talked shit about anyone, I don't think.
I don't.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know what to talk to you about sometimes because I'm so used to talking shit about people with the ladies.
Yeah.
And then I'm hanging out with you and it's like, who would talk shit about?
I don't like talking shit about people.
I got nothing.
No, really. Like, everyone, you know, we just do it to build ourselves up. You know,
like anti Bravo. Like, you would not fit on a Bravo show.
Although I was, ironically, on a Bravo show. And it didn't work because they wanted me to be a bitch and talk and fight and be say negative things. I'm like, I don't do that.
Emily doesn't do bitch.
I don't do that. Well, that's lovely, Anderson. I'm glad that you're keeping busy at home and taking care of the child while you're chatting to people, having phone sex with your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's good. It's very innovative. Well, I'm happy to see what I was going to say, though. So I was in New York and I was thinking to myself that...
You missed me because people asked about
me. And I was like, Lark, let's get Andrew. So I was like, I summoned you.
Oh, that's
nice. And I wanted you to be here. And you're here. And I'm happy.
It's a little tougher these days because, you're far away. And I got the boy all day. And I'm a stay-at-home dad, right?
Right.
And you guys have made it quite clear that you're not equipped to be able to babysit the child.
Well, let me just tell you that Jamie's still traumatized. I had to pay for her therapy. She was in therapy for like the last 6 weeks now, ever since she had to watch your child for an hour. Not because your child's a bad child. Jamie's never held a kid before.
Right. And that would be a lot to just all of a sudden.
Ever. And you're like, here you go, boop. And you're like, he'll be fine. We'll give him a block. He's like, you can't do that.
I did give him a block.
Whatever you gave him. And it was really, Jamie like literally was like, I'm so sorry. Like she felt bad.
It was stressful. Yes, it was stressful.
Yeah.
But
just
to be clear. You can't
drop a bomb like that
on someone. In fairness to me.
And she's got tweets to do and blogs.
I got emails. I got plenty of emails dating back to Madison. saying, hey,
gone now.
I'm coming back. I'll come in, but I got to bring the boy. No problem at all. Many emails. I'm sure Lark saw emails as well. It was not a shock.
But you remember that Madison left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
you just assume anybody can hold a child.
I will pull emails
up. I couldn't hold a child.
Lark
and
I.
Listen, until my niece, I was 30 when my niece was born, and that was the first time I held a child. I was like, oh, I get it.
You got to get over it, man. It's pretty simple.
She's mine, you know.
It's pretty simple. You
just put your arms. Okay, fine. So we'll train her, but next time, Jamie, she's fine. So you're fine now, too. And we do welcome your child here.
You know what? Next time, if I have to bring him, because the show is
we can make an octagon out of dildos.
We could do that. And I can also...
Did we get that part? We were talking about your
octagon. I have Tylenol PM, so I'll just drug him up.
You what? Oh, don't drug him up.
Yeah, and then he'll just sleep.
Okay. We'll work it out. But anyway, I'm happy to see you. And it was funny, though. We liked having a kid here that day. But I do love having your dog in my lap right now. So that feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Having Stanley feels good on your lap? Is that what you're saying?
I love him. I feel like I keep circling back to I just really need to get a dog because what I really like in relationships, I mean, obviously sex is really important, but so I've been dating somebody.
But you have?
Yeah.
Look at this.
I know.
You're talking about it on the show?
Right now I am. I just decided to.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
What's he do?
I'm not getting into that.
Does he have kids?
But I went on a vacation. No.
Good.
Oh.
That's probably a pretty good one because I can't imagine you holding his kids.
What? I wouldn't drop them. Just because I drop Stanley sometimes doesn't mean I would drop them. No, I'm really good with kids, actually. I was just, my heart goes out to Jamie because she never held a child. You have to learn that skill. Uh-huh. You didn't want Atticus to be the training wheels. Like
Atticus is my newborn son.
Right.
I guess he's not a newborn. He's like 9 months now. But
is he?
Yes.
Anyway, I went on vacation to Hawaii for a week. You're on your phone.
I'm looking at Lark's
email. Distracted
I'm sorry.
By your...
I want to bring up the truth about me being
upfront
about the child. No, you guys are making it feel like I walked into a movie theater with a child or something. That would be...
Oh, God. Do you do that?
No. Fuck no.
Okay. Honey, we believe you. I get it. Madison was here and she was like, great, bring him. Madison was no longer here. We didn't double check. You probably said to me... You said he'll be easy in sleeping, which I wasn't thinking to myself, wait, your kid's only 6 months old. That's probably not true. Uh-huh. It's fine. Honey, you're fine. You're learning. You're a new father, new son. Jamie's, we're all learning together. Can we just move on?
All right.
I need your focus.
Undivided attention.
I just told you about a guy, and now I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I've changed my mind.
I asked what he did. You gave me the stop sign.
Doesn't matter what he does.
What's he do?
Let's just be honest.
Does he collect garbage?
Matter? Yes.
What's he do?
No, I don't fucking know what he does.
Nothing against anyone listening who collects garbage. It's a fine job. That gets to take naps now, too. You hear that?
What?
Yeah, garbage, at least in LA County, they sued because they weren't allowed to take naps during their breaks, and now they can.
Really?
All right, sorry to
really?
Digress. Let's.
That's what you would do. Really?
Really.
I want to start imitating you.
Where is this guy? Does he live around here? How many dates?
Oh, God.
Does he massage you?
Let me
make
back
you drinks?
Up. No, not enough. And so I've realized, does he make you drink? Massage? No, I mean, touches, but I just feel like that a lot of the benefits of having an animal, having a pet, things that I like that, like cuddling and having like a perk. Someone comes home and they're really happy to see you. And just mostly it's the cuddling and the physical touch. I love it. And so that's why I was talking to my mom again about it. And she's like, so how's the sex with the guy? I'm like, it's good. I like him. But I really just, I would like to spend every night with someone. Possibly it's a dog. And we talked about this years ago when I had a dog. And she's like, maybe it's time you just get a puppy.
It'd be good to get a puppy, but here's the thing. Don't
He's going to love this. I don't think he listens to the show, but I always get into this problem, and then he's going to listen. And then
actual human relationship. Or else, you know, you'll be that weirdo that has...
I'm not going to get cats. Don't worry. So you're going to take cats.
With nothing but animals, and while you're dispensing sex and relationship advice, but you're going home to like a Stanley point 2.0. I like that.
Wait a minute.
How would you meet this guy? Was it on the internet?
I don't want to talk about this. Hold on. I don't care. Uh-huh. So he's awesome. We've known each other for a long time. We're friends, and we decided to like start hanging out.
That's good.
And I really like him. And I also like dogs.
Because you've taken a nice break, and I think it's time that you get back out.
Yeah, I've taken a break. Happy. So yeah. I've been dating, and now we've gone on vacation together, but we also have this history. I've known him for a really long time.
It works.
So we'll see what happens. There's no like pressure. He knows me very well.
Pressure.
He knows my issues. Yeah. The other great thing is that we both like our time alone. Like right. We value that. So I'm all for the relationships now where you really don't necessarily have to move in together
right
away or even ever, and you can have your separate spaces and come together, and I think it's perfect.
These are
he's geographically desirable.
When you already know them, there's not like a whole lot of surprises. Like I've been in a couple of those relationships, and they're nice. They're really nice.
Yeah So it's fun.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. But
I'm gonna ask you plenty of questions off air, and you will answer them.
Yeah, I will. But here's another thing I was thinking about. So we went on vacation.
Where?
And to Hawaii.
I thought you were gonna say Mexico, and you got a massage.
We did go to Mexico.
Oh no.
Oh, we went two places. I went to Mexico for
the
weekend.
Not the same place where you banged the masseuse.
No.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to be gone for a few hours.
Couples massage.
Different place in Mexico.
Okay.
God, I love that guy. That was amazing sex. No, I did not. But we went to Mexico. And wait, we didn't get massages. Did we? No.
Oh, come on, man. Is your life that crazy? You can't remember if you got a massage in Mexico?
Oh, I did. No, here's the thing. Not from him. But the place we stayed at is amazing. And we went for a weekend. And when we got there, they have a spa, and they give you a massage. Like, you walk in, you get off the plane, and they're like,
that's like part of the package.
Yeah, but they're just like, here's a 20-minute teaser. Here's a shot of tequila. Have a massage.
Yeah, that's the thing in Mexico. They just feed you tequila.
But they should do that. Yeah. I feel like every hotel in the world, every place, they should just give you a goddamn massage. You change, you settle in, you're like, I'm on vacation now.
Right.
Can I have another shot? They're like, sure. And it's a great way to get you to use the facility. Calm your ass down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was all good. What I thought about on both of these vacations is, well, one of the places didn't allow children, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm just finding those places now, and it's too late for me.
I know. But, well, no, what I'm going to tell you is that it's really, really important for you at this point, even just 9 months into having a child, that you take time away without your son.
Yeah.
With your wife. And you have to.
I can't.
Okay. But listen, you can.
You don't
and I'm
get
telling
it.
You that I see this. No, I've been talking about it and researching this and talking to different couples.
Well, you're talking to the wrong person, because you got to talk to the wife, because she's the one who has this connection.
This is what I'm telling you. The wives don't think they can leave the kid.
Yeah.
Like, didn't your parents leave
she's
you?
She's not worried about it. She
Look
just
at us.
Misses
we're fine.
Him. We go see a movie. And
but you know
she's
what?
She's leaning over during the movie going, I miss my son. I'm like, yeah. I'm cool with the movie.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Right. I don't know. I think that this is where couples start to lose it. When they have kids, it happens right away. They have kids. I understand it's the most important thing. She has to be there. She's the mother. You know, you're the father. I get it. It's a child. You're trying to.
Right.
It's a new experience for both of you.
It makes
sense. You've
never
been parents before. But I feel like this is when couples need to start prioritizing their sex life and their relationship and holding it in just as high regard as you do being parents.
Especially right now, because my mom is living with us while she's waiting for her house to go through escrow.
So why can't you guys take a weekend?
Yeah.
Or even a night.
I booked one on the way to the show today, actually, but it's going to be with the boy. I mean,
I
we're taking the boy
take
with us.
I think without the boy, because this is where couples... You don't have that time to bond. You need that.
I can
you
see
need
what you're saying.
It's like going to the dentist.
I could see
it's
that
as
being,
important as going to the dentist and getting your heart checked and all the other things you do for your health. Going to the gym.
I could see that being an issue, but she works all day during the week, and she doesn't see him much. And when she does see him, and we're good. We're quite healthy. We're making things work. In fact, just the other day, she goes, you know what? It just occurred to me. We haven't had a fight since Christmas. It's July, and we haven't had an argument since Christmas. And
that's great. So you're best friends, but how's your
sex
life?
She was wrong. We actually had an argument in February, but still, it's been a while.
That's great.
We're doing good.
But how's your intimacy levels?
We're good. But, you know, mom's in the house right now, so it's a little tougher.
What a great time to go away for a night. So all I'm saying is that there's all these couples, and I would talk to them, and they're like, yeah, we're on vacation in Hawaii, but our kids are here. So it's not really like a vacation.
Look, I'm
down for it. And I feel like we all need vacation in life, but then the couples don't take
time. Totally hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's important, and I was just checking in with you about that.
I would love to, but I don't know if I could sell that to her, because I don't think, like I just said, it's hard to get her to go see a movie without him, because she misses him all the time.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Right.
She loves him. They got a really strong bond.
Of course she loves him and he's going to be there and she's a great mom. But I think that we're better parents when you take time for yourselves and that your kids, you know, they will see that and they will see you valuing your relationship and mom and dad like love each other and prioritize each other.
That's I'll try and sell her and I'll get back
about
to
you.
I'll
let
you
know. Young child.
I really hope I can sell
on
her.
On my vacation.
Yes.
I was thinking about you.
That's very nice. Can we do Sex in the News now?
Yes, we can, but I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
So last week we had a show on July 11th and we had a question. I just want to make a clarification here.
Okay.
We actually decided to edit out the question.
Corrections and retractions. Yeah, here we go. Cool.
Like New York Times. There was a question from an 18-year-old guy, John, in Minnesota about his 12-year-old niece. And she had borrowed his phone. And when she gave it back, he realized that she was searching for some stuff and she was looking at porn.
Oh,
and
naughty,
he was very concerned
niece.
About, yes. you know, a minor, you know, right. looking at porn, which they do. And so I just want to clarify my answer in this because Jamie was on the show and we were talking about a lot of different things that come up with that. But the first and foremost, it's important to always speak with the adult that's closest to the minor. So definitely speak to the parents of his niece and talk about it. Tell them what happened. I just want to clarify my answer because we talked about a lot of things in that show. And though I did say that, I don't know if it was that was as loud as it should have been.
So talk to the parents.
They always talk to the parents. Yeah,
I would never guess a 12-year-old girl would be you know perusing
really oh
porn.
Dude,
but am I
yes.
wrong am
oh
I wrong?
You're wrong okay. yes it's all that's what they do they get the
all the ladies
the
in this room apparently did or do
no I mean no but like I have like a godson when he was 7 he was like pretty ladies with big boobs on his dad's yeah. the kids do
that
it.
Would be a funny segment on some show like what kids search for
yes
like boob girl
right exactly he's like titties blonde you know it's like it was bad so at all ages they're doing it now which is why more than ever parental controls on your phones and your computers all that stuff so important
yes mm-hmm.
Oh, but now.
Sex in the News.
Sex in the News.
Sweet.
88% of women will date a guy who sucks in bed if he can communicate.
Oh, like you'd give that, you'd give in to, they
so
give
there
into
was,
that.
Exactly. So this was the study that came out and they surveyed people. They had a series of questions and it was basically the percentage of people who would prefer their partner to be great in bed or, that was the question, like, would you prefer them to be a great cook
right.
or great in bed? Would you prefer them to keep the house clean and tidy or great in bed?
So communication trumps all.
Communication trumps all. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're always saying like communication is really important. We need to talk to our partners about what we want in bed. And men said, what did men say? Yeah, both for men and women.
What?
They came up with,
but yeah, I was going to actually say what I would think that men would want sex long before communication. Like they wouldn't even care if she's the same length.
That's what's so surprising. No, I think that we all want to be able to have, be with someone who we want to communicate with and we want to be close.
What about communication through love? Right? Sex is a form of communication.
Yeah, but I think
right?
that couples who communicate better, like I always say, communication is a lubrication and that you have to be able to talk to your partner about everything.
So ultimately what you're saying, both men and women, this study says would rather talk than bang.
Well, I think that the more they talk and the more they really are.
It's all woven.
It's all together.
Yeah.
It's all woven together.
Where is the study from?
So this study, thank you for asking me, Anderson. It's from the UK.
It's from the
1,500 people. Oh, in the it was from the UK, but it was people in the EU and the United States about trade-offs, about how important sex is in a long-term relationship. So communication, the women, like I said, a vast majority of the women thought that communication was key in making a partnership last, and the men were not so far behind. But here's the part that I love the most. anything that substantiates great oral sex, I'm all for. Men and women would date someone not good at penetrative sex if they were very, very good at oral sex. 73% of women would give a partner a chance if cunnilingus were their specialty. Mm-hmm. Their special. Like, that's... In the end, we need just the mouths. We need to communicate with our mouths.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking like this is all mouth centric. Like when you're looking for a partner, you should be like looking at their mouth more than any other part of their body.
Exactly. Right. Like, can they talk and can they suck?
Yeah.
Not suck in bed, but suck on your.
Right. Yeah. Suck on your.
Yeah. And you know what? This what keeps coming up.
What do they talk while they're doing the oral? That's like the best of all worlds,
you
right?
You think some guy, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if they like the communication and they like the oral.
They're like, let's have a talk about who's going to be taking out, who's going to be folding the laundry now while and giving you a blowjob. So you mean it's like, it's kind of more efficient. It's multitasking.
Right.
Right. They're like, I have a series of things to discuss today during our oral sex session.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, this just comes up all the time that oral sex, especially for women, like they're more likely to orgasm. And the thing that I thought about this is that also, even if you feel like you're not great at oral sex, I do think that it takes some practice.
Yeah, it takes practice for sure. Let me ask you this. Do you think that hands with lubrication could do the same thing that a mouth could do? If done with skill.
If done correctly with skill, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you don't need to put the mouth down there. You can do pretty much everything with the hands.
Depends on the person, right. on the vulva that you're diddling.
I'm talking about men to women, too. I'm talking about the cuddling.
No, I actually was picturing men to women. I wasn't even picturing hand job. I wasn't even picturing hand job.
Hand job different, I think. But I think for the guy could use his hand if he's got the skill.
Absolutely.
I think
and if she's cool with that.
Quick to be like, got to put the mouth down there. A lot of the time, if you know what you're doing, you can do just as much damage with the hand in a good way.
There's something about like the warm mouth and the tongue and the wetness
intimacy,
and the thing.
Yeah.
I get it. But and some women don't, they might prefer the fingers. I'm just saying pay attention to that. And foreplay is really important. And I was thinking about men, but and women, we expect that we're going to be great at pleasing our partner right away. And we're going to be great like oral sex masters. But anything that is worth doing and that we value in life is going to take time. And it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert, they say.
Again.
So I was thinking, my friend slept with this guy who was like 20 years older than her. And it was the best oral sex she's ever had. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, he's put in the 10,000 hours. And I thought to myself, maybe he has. And maybe in life... For sex, I'm not saying you need 10,000 hours, but just everyone go easy on yourself and you get better each time or and really it's all about paying attention. And it's not even so much about like, I learned with this clitoris number 6 that I saw that it's more about just being in the moment, being present, paying attention to your partner and you pick up the skills.
I always say that you pay attention to your partner. You don't get lost in your own world. It's the tango. It's the two to tango, right? You got to be watching what she's doing or what he's doing and pay attention and zone in on that. The 10,000 hour thing, it popped up because of a popular podcast recently and a guy that has this theory. That theory, did you feel like I was fairly proficient at running Loveline and, making everything happen over there?
Sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
How? I got 6,800 hours. I don't even have 10,000 hours. 17 years of Loveline every night.
But I think the driving back and forth, that it was in your consciousness. That's part of it, too.
Well, apparently, according to this, I don't know how to run.
Wait.
Actually, 15, you know what?
That's 16,
this is a horrible example because I fucked up
that's
a lot on
horrible
Loveline.
Horrible example.
I had the N-word go
honey,
through
you
on
were
air.
Great.
I knocked
like once.
People
no,
off.
You were great at Loveline, but I liked those studies because... Obviously, nothing is set in stone, but I feel like I've been doing this
depends
show for 12
on
years.
What though? It depends on what you're doing too. If it's like taking a shower, I don't think it takes 10,000 hours to learn how to take a shower. Simple things, you know what I mean? Like, but really good things that take a lot of skill.
You can hack things too. There's if you're paying attention. I just think it's all about paying attention, focused, and processing things once you learn them.
I can't. Yeah.
What?
It's hard for me to believe that people could have sex and just kind of mail it in and not really think about it while they're doing it. You know, just kind of like, all right, go through the motion. It's like it's such a intense thing, and I guess there are a lot of people who do that.
A lot of people don't prioritize sex, think about sex, and that's what I was getting at. I mean, this has been my whole thing lately. You know, I guess
if you're gonna do it right.
Well, here, but we make sex so
taboo.
Well, yes, so challenging. We make it so difficult. We make it so scary. We have so much fear around it that we just shut down to it altogether. But yet, sex is the most pleasurable thing on the planet that we can experience, whether we're alone or with a partner, but we don't nurture it. Like masturbation, I have to like encourage people, right? And they do it and they're like, oh yeah, I masturbate, I feel better. And same with whether you're in a relationship or single, you have that release. Orgasms are important for your overall health, sexual health. And I think that people just are like, you know what? I don't have orgasms. I don't have the same stamina or the same drive as my partner. I have this weird fantasy. I feel guilt and shame for masturbating. Yeah. I'm just going to shut sex down altogether.
That's an American thing more than anything else.
I think it is too. Yeah. And
because the Puritan rules are still lingering a bit. And we still have a hangover from the people that actually kicked the Native Americans out, like all those wonderful people brought their Puritan ways, and now we got so many hang-ups with sex. And exactly. It's so weird. Whereas in Europe, you hear it all the time, like, you know, they got the boobs on the billboards, and no one really cares.
They're
it's
fine.
All just free, and
they're talking to their kids about pleasure, and they're talking about safety with sex. But
while
here, we're just
wine
so confused,
them.
And yeah. no one's exactly, and no one's parents can talk to them about sex, and so I'm just saying that I really hope with this show that we are helping people ask the questions and prioritize. That's why I started off telling you about your vacation and saying, like, I just watch it every day. I was at a party last night too with like 30 women, right? And they were all married. Mm-hmm. It was like a women, like a, it was like a designer right. party, dresses, clothing,
sounds
whatever.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was cocktails. So one cocktail and every single woman telling me their things, right? Around sex and relationships. And it was just the combination of like they, whatever, they wanted more sex than their partner. Or their partner wanted, you know, it was all the same things that we hear, but that had been a while. And they're happy in other ways, but it's just...
They're not fulfilled entirely.
No,
they could do better.
Right.
Back to the kid vacation thing, too. Like, yeah. I think when they're really young, like right now, like you can just put them like in a little pack and play in the bathroom. And you know, the wife and I have a fine time on the vacation. Once they're like two or three and they know what's going on, it's like, Mommy, Daddy, what are you doing in there? That's when it's really important.
Yeah,
leave them at home.
But you still, he's still there. She's still thinking about him. She's still like, oh, can you? That's not true, Anderson. I'm telling you right now that you need that one night. Go to the Motel 6. I don't care.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm right.
They actually redone the Motel 6. They got a hardwood floors. Really nice. They got a 50s vibe.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Hardwood floors. That's so sexy.
Yeah, it's easy to clean.
Have
the
jizz staycation. Off get your mom when your mom whatever.
Those places
it is.
Are filthy.
Ew. True. Bring your own.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Please don't leave the light on for us. Okay. So in summation,
yes.
Summation of this article is that we all really want our partners to be able to communicate about sex, and we really want them to go down on us. And that's just as important as having sex and just kind of going through the motions. That the more you communicate with your partner. And the more you pay attention to their needs, and oral sex is a great place to figure it out, the better sex you're going to have.
How many different variables were? I mean, how many? Like, there was communication, sex, oral sex. What was the least?
I didn't go through all. How about this? There was a great cook.
What was the least important?
The least important was great cook. And here were the choices. Great cook, people were like, I'd
rather
do sex.
We got DoorDash now. You can just order whatever you want.
Exactly.
You don't need cooking.
Keep the house in order. This was kind of concerning men. It seems like 47% of men thought that was important. I'm like, that's not going to be my guy.
Yeah.
Keep up his or her physical appearance was in 60%. Mm-hmm. Romantic. That was actually high too. People want romance over sex.
That dies after you get to know someone, right?
No, but it doesn't have to.
I know. It doesn't.
Yeah. It doesn't have to.
I still do little things. Just light a candle and, you know, go out and get her takeout from her favorite restaurant. And, yeah. And she remembers it, you know, like a year and a half later. Remember? Yeah.
Little tiny gestures. Yeah.
Doesn't take much.
I love that you do that. Do you want a sex toy to take home?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors. We're going to move on to emails. Thank you, everybody, for supporting our sponsors. We love them. And I'm so glad that you all do, too. We'll be right back. Anderson. Hi.
Hi.
Time for emails. So if you have a question you want me to answer on the show, I love that. We've made it really easy because you can text us now.
Text
us. You can text Ask Emily one word to 797979. Because some people have said, I texted Ask Emily and they did the space, but it's one word.
So it's just Ask Emily 797979.
No, see, this is so good. We're clarifying.
Yeah.
This is like real life.
Ask Emily.
So you pick up your phone and
we don't have to start from there.
And you go 797979. You go like create a new text message. And then in that text message, you write Ask Emily one word.
Oh, so you guys can know.
And then you press send.
Okay.
And then what they get back is they're going to right away get a reply that's actually the form that you fill out on the website. Mm-hmm. So they can just right there fill out that form that says,
sell their
hey, we sell it to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's joking.
I'm kidding.
You're not
going to
get a bunch of like random weird
no.
like, sunglass sale today only.
The only bad thing that can happen, and who knows, you know, glass half full, I might send you a naked picture by mistake.
By a mistake, yeah.
If you're on my phone late night, I'm out drinking, who knows what could happen.
So the number is 797979.
Yes.
That was a good year in Pittsburgh sports. The Steelers and the Pirates both won.
Did not know that.
Championships there. Why not 6-9? Was there
well, exactly,
taken?
Dude. I knew you were going to say that. That's
I'm
what
glad
I,
you did
all
it.
I can do
low
is
hanging fruit.
Every time I say 7-9, I'm thinking, why not 6-9? You know,
you know
the world isn't ready for that
plus
yet.
10. You're better than that.
I am better than
it's
that. And that, you know what? 6-9 is so obvious.
Yeah.
And I use 6-9 for something else in my life. And every time I have to call them and say it, they don't think it's funny. It's like AT&T or something like my password. Mm-hmm. Thanks if we can break into that. But not
7-9
really.
7-9 is actually still the sexual position. It's just the person's decapitated.
Exactly.
One of them.
Which is really hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, do that. Sex with Emily. And then you could also go to the website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Ask Emily tab. Really easy to do that as well and fill out your form. And when you do that, you ask a question I'm pointing at you, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Okay. Can't wait to hear from you.
Let's do it. Where do they send their faxes?
I think we should bring back the fax.
I did radio so long that I remember the fax machine. I hated the fax machine.
I hated it too. It never worked.
Because like one of them every 10 was actually from a listener, and a lot of time would just say fuck you and bubble writing or something, right?
Really?
And then the other 9 were just like ads.
Oh, remember all those ads?
That's still the worst, right? Yeah, and it would just waste your ink.
You're right.
Fuck the fax. All right.
Fuck the fax. I think I used to get fax at the, can I just tell you about my mail? Did you guys used to get mail to Loveline?
Yeah.
Letters?
Yeah.
So when I started my show, I had a bunch of prisoners at San Quentin mm-hmm. who would listen because the show was on from 11 to midnight. I was on the radio
right.
in San Francisco.
They were there. I liked the prison ones because it was always the best penmanship.
Yeah, no, and right. I'm not kidding. I agree. And they would write me these really long letters, and then I still have it. There was one guy who drew a picture of me mm-hmm. on the back of a truck. It was like mud flaps.
Yeah.
And on the mud flaps.
There you were.
On the truck, it was me and my picture, naked. Right, kind of nakedish.
You're naked, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that was very.
You realize they probably
framed it.
Rubbed their right genitals up all over those pieces of paper. You realize.
Perhaps. Yeah. It went to Variety Station. But those were good times. And you guys, I'm not saying you should write me a letter now. Just go to the website.
Yeah, just go to the website. Let's keep the penis off of actual physical.
You just darkened that whole memory for me now. That's semen. Hi, Emily. I'm a massive fan of the show. Thanks for all the wonderful work you do. I have a difficult question and I love your advice. For 2 years, I dated a much older man who aggressively pursued me. He was highly manipulative, controlling, and narcissistic. He sexually assaulted a friend of mine
Jesus.
And me as well while we were dating, and I stayed with him. I finally left after he started trying to limit my contact with my friends and family and told me that I needed to respect him more. He wanted to be polyamorous and me to be monogamous with him. Being in a relationship with this man is the biggest regret of my life. A year and a half has gone by and I'm struggling with a lot of fear around men. I realize a relationship may not be possible for me after this, but I consider myself a sexual person and would love to pursue sex and casual dating again. Any ideas on how to face my fears and enjoy sex again? Thanks so much, XOX Nick, a female, 26, Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne.
Nick, thank you so much for emailing me. I'm really glad you got out of this traumatic situation. It sounds like it was really painful and not a good time.
How long did she spend in it? Did she say?
2 years.
Because it's a really great learning. It's a lesson. It's unfortunate that it took 2 years of that awful, awful lesson. Mm-hmm. Because there's a real glass half full scenario here as well.
No, I think so. I think so, too. I think that it's great that you realize how unhealthy that is and to go easy on yourself right now. And it's totally fine that you don't want to jump into another relationship. In fact, I would say that probably not the best time, right. But it is a great time for you to get into therapy and do the work right now around it. Because when you experience any kind of trauma in a relationship, family, sexual trauma, it's really something that it doesn't go away. It actually just gets worse when you repress it. And so right now, it doesn't sound like you're out drinking and you're distracting yourself and having sex with a lot of people. You're actually contemplating this. And I would say that therapy would be a great place for you to go in and heal right now and figure out what you want so it won't happen again. I think that is a silver lining, that realizing it, that this pattern was so destructive, you won't let this happen to yourself again.
The fact that she's 26 and she's actually saying out loud in an email that she thinks she might not be able to ever have a relationship again, that's heartbreaking. It's awful. She can absolutely have another relationship.
Absolutely.
Here's the good news. Pretty much any guy that you end up being with or in the future, any relationship you have is going to be way better than this absolute piece of shit guy that you were with for 2 years. There are many others out there like him. And there's a chance that without therapy, you will pick another one that's just like him. Because chances are you got the broken picker that we've heard about so often from something that happened in your past, which is all the more reason that you need to get therapy. But the good news is that with some therapy, and I don't think that she's anywhere close to a lost cause, after a little bit of therapy, she will be able to actually have a good relationship and be shocked at how good it can be to be in a good, healthy relationship with a good, healthy person.
Exactly. They absolutely do exist. That feeling when you break up with someone, and especially with something like this that you think in your 20s or whenever, that you're like, oh my God, I will never find that person again and I won't be healthy, but you will be healthy.
And she might even feel like guilty because she might even miss part of that relationship. And that's natural. Like awful relationships still have good parts to them that you probably are melancholy about that it's gone. Don't feel guilty about that because that's part of the deal.
And I think the key here is that if you don't go to therapy, and what I mean by go to therapy, I don't mean go 3 times and check in and like, oh, I feel better. I mean, like you go for a year and then it starts working.
It's not a checkbox.
You go every week and you commit to it like it's your job you will not be attracted. You won't allow yourself to date the same kind of people. But when you don't, like you said, this is when we repeat these things. And then it's 10 years later, you're 36 going, why am I dating these kind of guys? Yeah. But you won't.
And don't, it sounds like she's willing to give up. I heard, you know, I'm a sexual person. So I think she's thinking about maybe just having sex without any kind of connections. That's not going to happen. It just can't happen. If you're any semblance of a healthy person, you can't just have sex with people and not have feelings for them.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't think that right now that can happen for her. But I think that if she has a healthy attitude towards sex and dating and relationships again, it's not going to be this year.
Okay.
She could have casual sex.
She could possibly, but still what I'm hearing is she's it's almost willing to give up on relationships, period, and just have sex for the rest of her life with no strings. And she's missing out on something that's great, which is a healthy relationship.
Right.
The other side of it is so as important as sex.
Right. She has to normalize sex for herself again and figure out whenever she gets back into dating, Nick, I don't think you should do it right now. You can figure out what kind of relationship you want to have with sex and your partners. Okay, let's move on. Hey, Emily, I've been a longtime listener and a fan on a daily basis. It's a fan, Anderson.
Fanatic. That's short for fanatic, which is, I love you.
I don't use the word fan either, but I feel like when I was talking about you, they're Anderson fans. I get it. No, mine too. I have the self-loathing. Yeah. I'm like, fans, my fans. I never refer to
our
love listeners.
Yeah, it's fans.
But then some people are like, I watch your video. I'm like, are they my watchers? What do you call my audience?
With you, they might be fanatics, you know, because they might beat off to you as well. You know, there's a whole another layer.
There's that whole Snapchat. Yeah. Audience, don't send me those pictures. I will block you. Okay. Hi, Emily.
She will cock you.
No, a lot of them I answer at Sex with Emily on Snapchat, but then when it's like,
do you have
a masturbate to you? Can I block
dick pics in the ready in your library that you just send back to them? Because that'd be good.
No,
that'd be a good combative move.
No, I'm not going to engage.
Okay.
You know what I do? I go to the block. And then they're gone from my life forever. Hey, Emily, I've been a longtime listener and a fan. Here we go again. On a daily basis, I tried to incorporate your advice in my marriage of 18 years. I've been a fit guy throughout my entire life. About a month ago, I started training for a marathon. I'm a fitness nut and I've always trained 6 days a week. For this marathon, I've dropped 10 pounds in the course of 45 days and I've stopped all high caffeine pre-workout drinks and all sugar drinks. I've now been able to go long periods of time before having an orgasm. I've struggled with premature ejaculation in the past, and I tried Promescent based on your recommendation. Is this newfound sense of stamina a result of the weight loss, intense training, or the reading of caffeine and sugars? I'd love to know your thoughts. Keep up the great work. Dak. 43, New York City.
He's been married for 18 years?
Dak sounds like a strong dude. Yeah, 18
Jesus,
years.
Dak.
Yeah, good for you, Dak. Knock and good for up. You for staying in shape. I'm telling you, it is so important to stay healthy, be healthy, keep challenging yourself no matter what age you're at to get in shape, because everything, your sex life will improve when you eat right, you work out, you're going to want sex more. And yes, Dak, I do believe that the reason why you are lasting longer has a lot to do with your health. I'm sure it does. A healthier diet, weight loss, will all contribute to that factor. Also, to your ability to last longer in bed and have more stamina. But also, our sex drive does change throughout our lifetime. So he's 43 now.
Yeah. And I, like, you know what?
Don't you feel
he got
like
married when he was 25. That's not crazy. I was thinking, because he's younger than I am, and he's been married to 18 years. So that seemed crazy to me. But when I did the math, 25, that's normal.
Right.
I'm not normal. I think just being relaxed, too, helps you with your sexual performance, right?
Like, yeah, being relaxed, being
healthy.
Yeah,
if you got that nervous energy and you feel like hell and you're just kind of getting it done, you know?
Right, exactly. So I feel like, I think keep up the good work. I think that's amazing. And Promescent, what we've talked about, is a great thing to use for.
Doesn't sound like he needs. Dak doesn't need the Promescent.
But he said he used it in the past.
Oh, he did.
Sounds like it worked, but yeah, it sounds like you don't need it.
But I don't, have you ever read any studies that correlate caffeine making you come faster? I've never heard that.
I've never read any studies about caffeine. I have read studies about marijuana and other drugs and alcohol, but not about caffeine, but it makes sense. It would make total sense. I don't think it's just the caffeine, though. I think it's probably a combination of the working out and the health and sugars.
Losing the weight and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's body like reacts to caffeine differently. This is fun, Anderson.
What is it?
Just everything. Just being with you. Dear Dr. Morse, I've listened to you on Loveline and I always wanted to call in and talk, but I was embarrassed. I have a reoccurring issue that I'm looking to resolve. I'm always getting myself in relationships with women where it feels like I'm no longer in control and I'm not experiencing a shared dynamic in the relationship. It always starts the same. They like my personality, my drive, my ambition, my big circle of friends, and how close I am with my friends. After a while, the girl I'm seeing will begin to try and change me. I usually let them change certain aspects of myself, and I always try to make them happy. Unfortunately, it always snowballs into more and more requests, and I no longer feel like myself. Mm-hmm. I recently broke up with my girlfriend of 2 years for these reasons. In this case, she was pressuring me really hard to change a lot about myself and simultaneously disconnect from my group of friends. I understand the part where a relationship is a priority over friendship, but why do I keep finding myself with women who want to cut me off from anything around me? Thank you very much for your time. I truly think you're doing God's work by guiding some of us who don't know how to guide ourselves. Best, Brian, 29, Los Angeles. Brian, okay, so this is actually another one of these pick or broken questions is what I thought about. I thought about a lot of things about this. It's really interesting.
I've thought of a few things too.
Yeah? The cycle of why we could go into the why. It could be from his childhood growing up.
Right.
It could be that he's attracted to controlling women because of his mother or his grandmother. Mm-hmm. Or who knows the dynamic played out in his house with his parents. Mm-hmm. And that could be why. But right now, we got to work on you breaking this cycle of the picker being broken, that you're picking these kind of women. Because it sounds like, Brian, like he's sounding like it's happening to him. He's making choices.
Right.
You're making choices and you're attracted to these kind of women.
Or is it a self-fulfilling prophecy because he's looking for it in everyone that he dates? And what are the habits that or the things that he's doing that these women are trying to get him to stop? Well, we don't know. He didn't say.
So
he could be like, you know, slamming heroin and hanging out with like white supremacists. I don't blame them for trying to get him to disconnect with those people and stop slamming the smack, you know?
I agree. And when I read that, well, no, I don't know if I think he's doing that, but I was thinking to myself, well, what are these habits? How old are you? He's 29. So what are the habits that they want to change?
I married a person who changed me, and she, you know, doesn't like me drinking as much, so I don't drink as much. She didn't like me hanging out with some of my, except for last night. She doesn't like me hanging out with, you know, my bad influence friends. I don't see them as much anymore. But it works and it makes sense. And I'm a healthier, better person for it.
Right. And women in the past, they try to change these things in you as well.
No, most of them didn't. They'd actually encourage them and enable me.
And I
saw an early grave. So.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No, I get it. And there is a healthy, whenever you date someone, and we always think, you know, we're attracted to partners who make us a better versions of ourselves,
right.
Hopefully. I mean, I think that's a great part about being in a relationship is when you trust someone. Stanley's
snoring. My dog is on stand.
Love him so much. Look how comfortable we are together. He's just falling into my arms, snoring. So I feel like it can be very healthy. But if you're dating these women who are like, you're my project, I'm going to fix you. And you don't feel like at this point that you need any help, Brian, which sounds like maybe you do. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I feel like there's not enough information to give actual advice here for Brian.
Yeah. But I think that, let's see why it's unhealthy. I mean, because here's the thing that I feel like Brian, he has a big circle of friends. He's close with his friends. He's got a lot of drive, ambition. He's close to his family that, in a way, some guys kind of are attracted to that controlling thing because he kind of just wants to be able to give it up or he thinks that's right or that's the right dynamic. So what I would say is if you do want to change this, Brian, let's say there's not anything destructive that you haven't faced yet in your life. And Brian, maybe if there is, this will be a great turning point for you. But let's just say that you're a healthy guy, you're leading a good life, you're a good man, you know, you pay your taxes.
Benefit of the doubt,
that I feel like how you got to break the cycle is recognize that it's the cycle that you're in, that you're picking these wrong kind of women, and then do like duty dating. Like we talk about that, like go out with the women that you don't necessarily think that you'll be attracted to. We call this duty dating because you just say yes. You're like, you know what? I would normally say no to this. It's not what I'm instantly attracted to.
Right.
Maybe my heart went pitter-pat when I saw her across the room and our eyes met. I just said pitter-pat. That's when you should actually turn away. Like the people that you're instantly attracted to.
We used to say butterflies, not lightning bolts.
Right. Butterflies, not lightning bolts. Exactly. So look for the people, not the women who make you feel that familiar, crazy, you have to have her obsession if that was one of your things, but someone who just makes you feel a little more comfortable in a different way and then go out with them and try that.
There's way more women out there that are not controlling than are controlling. I think the controlling women are actually in the minority.
I think you're right.
At least from what I've dated, but maybe my picker was
broken.
Well,
that's the thing too. I mean, I'm not that kind of woman. I'm not controlling at all, believe it or not. No. I mean,
I could see someone dating you not having any of these issues that Brian's having.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is maybe you should go out on a date with Brian.
Right.
And let's see if
Brian, you know, I will not try to change you. They try to change me. And that's the problem.
If he says, "Oh, Emily's trying to change me," then we know that it's him, right?
Should I just do this? Should I just date him?
You should go out with him.
Okay, Brian, give me a call. Also, I feel like you have to also date like it's your job. So let your friends and family know that you're actually looking to date. Like, I think that's really important to like let everyone around you. If you don't want to go on apps, I just feel like the second you do that, people are always, you know, they might not in that moment, but friends of friends, they have parties, you invite them, let them know. They'll know what's right for you. The person's already checked out.
The best are usually when you meet somebody through a friend of yours. Like
so true.
Friend of a friend.
So true. So good luck, Brian. Let us know what you want to do. I can't really date you, Brian, but I'm here to help you
Too
always.
Late, Brian.
So this was fun, Anderson.
It was
so
great to see you, Em. Thanks for having me back. I thought you were never going to let me back because I God forbid, had a child and needed to bring him with me. My apologies.
I'm so glad you brought
him. I know that it almost ruined your entire staff's dynamic.
No, she's fine. She's recovered. She's back.
I feel like everyone hates each other now because Atticus was here for a couple hours.
No, we love Atticus. And we welcome him back when he's like, can drive. But thank you. And everyone check out AndersonCowan.com and all your podcasts.
AndersonCowan.com, yeah. And I've been doing these chats with Andy. And I can't do much, especially when I'm a stay-at-home dad and the bills are... I'm in between jobs, right? I'm waiting for my movie to... get complete here. So I'm doing these chats with Andy's and they're really fun.
Anderson's fun to talk to. I got to say.
$50 and we talk about everything. They're all different. Sometimes I'm interviewing you. Sometimes you're interviewing me. It's back and forth. You ask about Emily, ask about Love, all these different things. Ask about the movie. And then I record it too. I record it from my end and I send you. So it's like a little mini show almost.
Oh my God. You just
record. And you can listen to
it. You using those sound engineering
whenever you
skills.
Like, or you can never listen to it again. But like if I become like a, you know, infamous mass murderer or something, you can say, hey, I talked to that guy once. Here's
the
proof.
You'll be dissecting your entire psychological profile from all these conversations. I love it. That's great. Because Anderson is interesting to talk to.
Anderson Cowan. C-W-A-N.
Actually, when you call me, I answer. And most people
I
don't.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because you're pretty fun. I wouldn't pay $50, but I feel like I get it for free.
Well, actually, I think you should. Right now.
I did. I love you, honey. No, that's awesome. Call Anderson. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sex with Emily, and Snapchat. Did I say that? And thank you to my amazing team. I love you. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.